This gospel is very clear, which Jesus' message for all of us. He shows us how generous God is. He also points to us as we, as humans, are not as generous as God. For us who come to church every weekend and we praise God and try to be as good as possible, would we object for someone who may be at the last point of death, recognized their faults and their weaknesses and was sincere and got into heaven? And would we be objecting to them and say, God, you know, we've been good most of our lives. This person just 5 minutes before he died, you know, make amends to all he did and he's in here? Or would we be joyful at the amount of people entering heaven and greet them with open arms like God would? Sometimes we're more judgmental than God. I say sometimes I'm thank God is judging me at the end than my fellow human beings, because I wouldn't get in. You know, we have to be open and as generous as loving as God. And just because someone just recognized their mistakes at the end, we don't know the life they led. We don't know why they were because they were. But God sees through all this. I want to share with you a story which is called a myth. The myth has some elements of truth to it, but it has never been verified. Most of you know the story about when Joseph and Mary and Jesus ran from Bethlehem to Egypt to escape Herod. Well, most of you probably don't know this story. Well, they're on their way to Egypt. They were going through parts of the desert that were known to have thieves. Well, while they were going through there, a thief by the name of Dismas was waiting for people to come. And he saw Mary and Joseph coming, the baby Jesus. And he looked at Joseph coming. He said, well, he only has a staff. I have a sword. They're carrying some stuff on their donkey, so they might have something valuable. So this is going to be an easy robbery. So when Joseph and Mary got near, he jumped out. And he looked at Joseph, and he looked at Mary. And then he looked at baby Jesus. And baby Jesus looked back at him. And when baby Jesus looked back at him, he felt something that he's never felt before in his life. He felt some of a peace come over him. He felt tranquil. He didn't feel like robbing them anymore. In fact, he invited them. He told Mary Joseph, look, it's late. Won't you come to my cave and stay overnight, and this way in the morning you can leave. And he brought him to this cave. He had a partner in crime called Gestas. And Gestas wasn't around at the time, but he later came to the cave and he saw Mary and Joseph and Jesus there. And he goes to Dismas, why are they here? Haven't you robbed them, you know, or killed them, whatever? He says, no, they're my friends. And Gestas goes to Dismas, I've known you all your life. You don't have any friends, you know? He says, well, here, I'll tell you what. Here's some coins and some money. Take it and go into town and enjoy yourselves and just leave me and my friends here. So he took care of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. He fed them. And in fact, Jesus allowed himself to be caressed by Dismas. The next morning, he gave him some supplies for them to go on their trip to Egypt. And he told him which way to go to avoid other possible thieves. And Mary said to him before she left, God will repay you before you die. And they left. Well, Dismas went back in to do what he was raised, because he was raised in a small village which was mostly of thieves and robbers, and that's all he knew. That's what his life was. He didn't know peace and love. But every time he would find himself alone, he would remember the day he met Mary and Joseph and how Jesus looked at him, and that would bring him peace. But like I said, he continued his life of crime because he thought this is the way the world is. This is all he knew. Well, about 33 years later, the Romans caught him and his partner Gestas, and they sentenced him to be crucified on the cross. So they're hung up on the cross, both of them. And guess what? In the middle was Jesus on the other cross. Now, Dismas did not recognize Jesus. He was there with his head down, contemplating at, look at me now on the cross dying, you know, meditating of all the things that he has done wrong in his life. But then he turned his head because he heard all these other people criticizing Jesus, calling him names, saying things about him. He looked at Jesus, and when he saw Jesus, Jesus happened to be looking at him too. And he felt the peace that came over to him the day he met baby Jesus. The same peace came over him. And he looked down, and he recognized Mary. And Mary was praying for him. Mary was praying that he be saved. And he realized when he looked at Mary that this must have been his son that he caressed as a baby. And then Gestas jumped in when all of them were ridiculing him, saying, Jesus, you know, why don't you save us, you know, save yourself and save us. And Dismas said to him, you know, this man has not done anything wrong. He's not guilty of anything. We are up here and worthy of our crimes and paying for our crime for what we did. So in a way, he was doing a contrition right there. And Jesus said to him, well, he goes to Jesus and said, Jesus, take me with you. And Jesus said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. So Jesus fulfilled what Mary told him, that God would reward him before he died. We have to look at ourselves and at others. He had dismissed, you know, entered heaven. All his life was a crime. But he did not know peace. He did not know love. He only did what he was always taught to do. But on the cross, God forgave him. Are we as forgiven and loving as God is? Or does our pride, our ego get in the way? Are we willing to ask for forgiveness? Or are we willing to, you know, hide and be too proud to ask somebody for forgiveness? God is willing to forgive us every day, like he forgave Dismas. You know, just put it this way, him going into heaven, you could almost say that this is the first saint canonized by Jesus himself, telling him that he's going to be with me in paradise. Now, you wonder where the story comes from. I don't know if you know they call them the other gospels, the apocryphers. These are books that are not in the Bible because they were never authenticated. And in there, it's about the gospel of Nicodemus. And there's a story of Dismas there. And Saint Anselm, A-N-S-E-L-M, Anselm wrote the story of Dismas. In fact, there are a couple of churches in the United States called St. Dismas. He's a patron saint of those sentenced to death, and also for those business people who want to change their corrupt lives and do good. Dismas in Greek means sunset or death, and his friend Gestas Greek name means to complain and to moan, which he complained until the last day on the cross. But we have to look at Dismas as an example. So when we have a hard time forgiving or a hard time asking for forgiveness, let's pray for Saint Dismas. So this way, as he asked Jesus to take him to heaven, we can ask Jesus also to help us to forgive others and to ask for forgiveness. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we sit here before you, presenting you all our ungrateful attitudes sometimes that we portray, our ego, our selfishness, our pride. Take them away from us. Help us see the love that you have for us, that we can share this love for others, that we can forgive and forget, that we can ask for forgiveness. Strengthen us and receive us in heaven as you receive Saint Dismas. Amen.